Ewan for breakfast. 6 a.m. weekdays on the Limestone Coast's Triple M. And always online at triplem.com.au.
Good morning, I'm Wade Stevens. Two house fires sparked in Mount Gambier yesterday, prompting urgent MFS and CFS responses. The 4 a.m. fire in Barku Road caused around $200,000 of damage to a home and sent a 70-year-old man to hospital for burns to his chest and airway. 9 hours later, a fire erupted from the bedroom of a Bertram Street home, part of the roof collapsing, making the firefight difficult. The house received smoke damage. The estimated damage bill is $60,000. Incredible vision of Tuesday night's meteorite event has emerged from several Mount Gambier locations. Katja Rose Moss explains.
Footage of the ball of light plummeting through the night sky has been uploaded from CCTV cameras of both Mount Gambier Police Station and 141's Jubilee Highway Sawmill. The fireball was travelling at 11.5 k's a second. It released 1.6 kilotons of energy when breaching the atmosphere, creating a noise heard over 300 kilometres away. Fragments of the meteor are believed to have landed around 300 k's west-southwest of Mount Gambier in the Bight. It's the second biggest meteor seen and felt in the Earth's atmosphere in 2019.
Water Range Council is targeting people illegally living in unapproved sheds, shipping containers and other structures. Council has received a spike of complaints and has noticed an increase in people engaging in this behaviour. Development Services Director Steve Chappell says most people don't know the history of a shipping container. It could have been used to store chemicals, fertilisers or dangerous substances, or have failed a structural test. Mount Gambier City Council is seeking a new name for the $39.1 million Mount Gambier Community and Recreation Hub. Up to 5 eligible names will be shortlisted and put to a community vote. Names need to fit the following criteria: communicate something meaningful, be distinctive, easy to remember, to say and spell, reflective of the ancient or modern history of the site or region, is representative of the community and broader region, and does not represent an individual community member. Round 8 of the Lower South East Hockey Association fixture gets underway this weekend. In the Div 1 men's, the Riddick Strikers play the Tigers on Saturday, while West vs Cavport on Sunday. In the women's, West 1 vs Riddock Strikers, West 2 host the Cavaliers, Tigers 1 play Narracourt, Redbacks 2 play Tigers 2, and Redbacks 1 vs Portland on Sunday.
This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Classic hits 963 Triple M.